At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, September 26th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a Monday Night Football showdown between two big NFC East rivals, the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys and the 2-0 New York Giants. This Monday Night Football clash kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time tonight, and currently the Giants are listed as a very short one-point home favorite with a total of 39. Both of these teams are coming off wins in Week 2. After losing Dak Prescott, Cooper Rush stepped in and led the Cowboys to a big 20-17 upset win over Cincinnati last week, winning outright as a 7-point home dog. Meanwhile, the Giants, who are undefeated under new coach Brian Daboll, hung on for a 19-16 win over Carolina last week, winning outright as a 1-point home dog. Now, in this game, we've seen consistent and steady movement toward the Dallas Cowboys. Most books open the Giants as around a 3-point home favorite, but some books actually open around Giants laying 4.5. Depending on the opener, regardless of what it was, all movement has been going toward the Dallas Cowboys here. The fact that they opened getting 3 or even 4.5, and all the way now they're down to +1. That's telling us that a lot of respected money has hit Dallas and caused this line movement in their favor. And there's really been zero buyback here. We haven't seen this line where it is now bottoming out at 1, creeping back up to the Giants. It's really stayed consistent toward Dallas here. Now, what'll be notable is the next move. When you're hanging on a -1 for Giants right now, what do we see leading up to game time? Does this continue to go to Dallas and fall toward a pick? Or do we see any buyback on the Giants, -1, moving it back up to 1.5? That'll be one thing for bettors to keep an eye out tonight. If you see this continue to fall toward Dallas, toward a pick, that'll tell you that even though the line fell and you're not getting great closing line value at this point, bettors obviously would be still confident here in Dallas if the line continued to go to a pick. Meanwhile, if you do see it go up to 1.5, like right now it's Giants -1, -110, keep an eye on the juice. Does it go to -1, -115? Does it creep back up to the G-men? That's something to keep an eye out for. But until now, or up until now, it's been all Dallas Cowboys movement in this matchup. Now, using our VSiN.com bet splits, currently Dallas is only getting 44% of bets, but 46% of the money. Not a huge low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy, but it's notable that the Cowboys aren't getting 70 or 80% of bets. This is actually a slight majority toward the Giants, yet the line continues to go to Dallas, which again would indicate respected money taking the points here with the Cowboys. In terms of the total, consistent movement here toward the under. Not a huge dip here, but the total did open at around 40. We've seen it get bet down to 39.5 or even now 39 at most books. Now this is notable because the public is taking the over in this matchup. Currently 64% of bets using our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings are taking the over. So around 2/3 of bets are sweating the over tonight. Yet it's notable that this line fell 40 down to around 39. If 2/3 of bets are on the over, you would commonly expect opening 40, maybe you're up to 41, 42 at this point. but it's actually gone the other way. This line has fallen, which does indicate some respected money taking this under. Now, in terms of the forecast tonight at MetLife, it's going to be a nice night for football. Mid-60s, around 64, 65 degrees, but you will have around 10 miles an hour of wind. Historically, wind has been the favorite or the fan or the friend, I should say, of an under. With wind, especially 10 miles an hour or more, what does that lead to? It leads to some missed kicks, a little bit harder to throw the ball and be accurate, and also you're going to run the ball a little bit more and chew up the clock. Over the last decade, when the wind blows 10 miles an hour or more, the under is around 55%. Both teams are 2-0 to the under so far this year. And if you like the under, shop around. It's so important to have multiple outs, have multiple sports books so that you can take advantage of books that have different numbers and always get the best number. You know, there's a common phrase out there that, wise guys bet numbers, not teams. And I think that's important. So if you do like this under here with this line falling, there are some books that are 39.5 out there. So if you can still find the hook, shop around. If you like the under, make sure you find that 39.5. Now, in terms of props for tonight, one player to keep an eye out for, Saquon Barkley, the number 2 pick in the NFL draft a few years ago. Had a fantastic rookie year. He's been injury plagued ever since, but he finally looks healthy right now. Saquon Barkley has been great through 2 games. He's rushed for 236 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry. And tonight, if anyone's looking to sweat Saquon Barkley, his over-under rushing yards is 76.5 at DraftKings, and it is juiced up over minus 120, showing a little bit of over-liability. Also, Barkley is a dual threat, catching the ball, running the ball. His over-under on receiving yards is 22.5, and it is juiced up over minus 135. And the anytime touchdown, another popular prop that a lot of people like to bet, plus 105 for Saquon. So if you think Saquon gets in the end zone tonight, you can get plus 105, a little bit of plus money there. And it is notable because if you look at the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants here, Dallas Cowboys are one of the worst teams in terms of defending the rush. They're giving up around 120 yards per game, which does rank around 21st in the NFL. Meanwhile, Ezekiel Elliott, again, used to be a stud, getting a little bit older here. But if you look at his rushing yards, they're 59.5 over minus 120. He's rushed for 53 and 52 in his first 2 games. So combined there with 105, so pretty consistent there, 52.5 through 2 games. And he is plus 155 for an anytime touchdown. And like the Giants there, or like the Cowboys, the Giants, pretty much the same. They're giving up also around 120 yards on the ground, which would rank around 22nd there in the NFL.
Best of the rest.
Now, for best of the rest of the night, we don't have a lot of sweats outside Monday Night Football. There's only 4 games in Major League Baseball, but there is one game that caught my eye, looking at the Boston Red Sox facing the Baltimore Orioles. This is a 7:10 p.m. Eastern Time start. And currently, the Red Sox are listed as around a minus 125 home favorite. And currently on the buyback, Baltimore run a plus 110, plus 115 road dog with a total of 9.5. Now, the pitching matchup here, Jordan Lyles will be going for Baltimore. He's 11-11 with a 4.50 ERA. Baltimore, 10-4 in Jordan Lyles' last 14 starts. And he'll be facing Connor Siebold, who's 0-3 with a 10.47 ERA. Siebold is a AAA guy. He's only made 4 starts in the majors this year. In 19 innings, he's given up 16.1 innings pitch, he's given up 19 earned runs. So he's been getting knocked around pretty much every time he's taken the bump this year. Now, the Baltimore Orioles, 79-73. They do have motivation here. They're only 4 games back of the wild card. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, disappointing season, 72-80 right now, and they've been officially eliminated from the playoffs. Now, what we've noticed here is some movement toward the Baltimore Orioles. The Red Sox open at some shops around a minus 135 home favorite, and now they're down to around minus 125. So that indicates some respected money here, grabbing Baltimore at plus money, the more motivated team, going from around plus 125 now down to plus 115, plus 110. And this is notable because the Orioles have a pretty good bet discrepancy here. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, only 49% of bets are on Baltimore, but they're taking in 76% of the money. Baltimore would also have some value here as a divisional dog. You know, historically, just like the NFL, you see because of this built-in familiarity, it levels the playing field. These divisional opponents, they know each other very well. So it kind of benefits the team getting points in football or getting plus money in baseball. So Baltimore would have some divisional dog value and a dog high total. Correlative betting-wise, this total tonight is 9.5 at Fenway. And really, high totals are good for dogs because more expected runs scored, more upset opportunities, more variance, more of a chance there game theory-wise that dog could have that upset win. Now, the Orioles have been one of the best teams in baseball to sweat this year, 79-73. Again, only six games above 500. But if you had been betting $100 on the Orioles every game this year, you'd be up almost $3,000. They've been a big moneymaker, contrarian, getting plus money pretty much every game. You look at Baltimore, they do have an edge here, 8-7 against the Red Sox so far this season. And they're 52-52 against righties. Doesn't sound great, that's just 500. But Boston has really struggled against righties, just 51-67. Baltimore does have the better team ERA, 3.90 versus 4.46 for the Boston Red Sox. Also, Red Sox eliminated. They've lost five straight. There's also a kind of a wise guy system. Fade the team that played on Sunday Night Baseball. It's kind of a quick turnaround. It's a late game. Then you got to come back the next day. That's been pretty good historically. And the Red Sox did play and lose to the Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball last night. So that would be kind of a fade Sunday Night Baseball team spot for Boston if you're looking to back Baltimore here. Also, in terms of the total, it's a little cooler here in New England, in Boston, about 65 degrees tonight, but the wind is blowing out to dead center at 10 miles an hour. So this total open 9.5. Some books, though, are a little juiced up to that over 9.5, minus 115, and you are getting 40% bets, but 55% of the money on the over. So that's a decent bets discrepancy to the over. And currently Baltimore, 6-3 to the over, their last nine games. Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe and follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats tonight, I'm going to go back to that Monday Night Football showdown, and I'm going to take the points with Dallas. Give me the Dallas Cowboys plus one. And I'm also going to take this under. Shop around. It's available. Not every book. You're between 39-39.5. But shop around and I'll go under 39.5 here with the Cowboys and the Giants. Now, one thing to keep an eye out for going into this game, it's not a guarantee that this will be a dog and an under tonight. But dogs and unders have been fantastic so far this NFL season. And they've been the smart bet historically. Why? Because the NFL is the most public bet sport. And as an overall kind of psychological bias, the public, they love betting favorites, bet on quote-unquote the better team, and also they love betting overs. It's fun to root for points. It's not fun to sweat an under. But what we've seen, dogs and unders so far this year. Yesterday, dogs went 9-4-1 ATS for Sunday's Week 3 NFL slate with eight outright wins. Dogs on the year in the NFL in 2022 are now 28-18 against the spread, 61%. And unders. Unders have quietly been fantastic this year. They went 8-6 yesterday, and now they're 30-17, 64% so far this year. So dogs and unders have been great, but I'm not just going to bet this dog and under tonight just because they've been good so far this year. I think even if they hadn't been playing well, you are seeing liability to both the dog with Dallas and toward the under here. Now, number one, the reason why I'm going to take Dallas is just this huge, consistent movement toward the Dallas Cowboys. Now, are you getting the best number right now taking Dallas plus one? No, because you could have gotten a 3, you know, a 2.5, a 2. Some books you could have even gotten, you know, a 4, even a 4.5 at some shops that open that high early. But one thing that gives me a little solace if you're still taking the plus one is that there's been zero buyback here on the Giants. It's not like this line bottomed out at a pick or is now back up, you know, to 1 or 2. It's consistently moved toward Dallas with no buyback. So that tells me that really there's no reason to, or there's no kind of sign that respected money has come back the other way on the Giants. It's just been so consistent here toward Dallas. And as we mentioned in the early cap here, it's not a huge public play to the Cowboys. Without Dak Prescott, public isn't on Dallas the way they usually are. If they're at home, if Prescott's the quarterback, you know, Dallas typically used to be America's team, as Jerry Jones liked to say. They typically getting 70% of bets. Not tonight. They're only getting 44% of bets. So this is a huge reverse line move. Reverse line movement is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. So slight majority of bets here, Giants, yet this line continues to fall toward Dallas. So that's a good sign with this big move toward Dallas, what I would call a severe line move of at least 1.5 points or more. And then also your contrarian in a heavily bet game. But also it's a system match play. Primetime dogs so far, since 2019, they've been a great bet. 63-47 against the spread, 57% ATS overall. We did see the Broncos last night as a primetime dog cash and win against the 49ers. That was notable because leading up to kickoff, they were plus 1.5 and got down to plus 1. So keep an eye on the late move here. Again, do we see this move to a pick or closer toward Dallas? That's something to keep an eye out for here. Also, another system, short road dogs plus 3 or less. They're 74-55 against the spread, 57% since 2019. And then, as we mentioned, divisional dogs. We talked about the Baltimore Orioles a second ago on the baseball game tonight. Same thing with Dallas. They're a divisional dog here against the G-men. So, again, that rivalry aspect, the familiarity, benefiting the team getting points here. Divisional dogs in the NFL do bark a little bit louder. So it'll be another move toward Dallas. So I'm going to take Dallas plus one here. And I'm also going to take this under. You know, we mentioned, again, under's off to a fantastic start, 30-17, 64% overall this year. But this is also another sharp underplay. You're getting 64% of bets on the over, yet it opened 40, a very low total. You know, 40 didn't used to be such a low total, but nowadays, you know, we see totals high 40s, low 50s. This is a very low total. Public is saying, hey, I know they're not the greatest offenses in the world, but 40 points, that's nothing. You can go over that number easily. However, again, despite two-thirds of bets on the over, this line has fallen. Again, another reverse line move here to the under. Also, again, you look at divisional unders this year. This has been a great spot. Divisional unders in the NFL, when two teams in the same division play each other, so far this year, they're 14-3, 82% overall. Primetime unders, again, you get these really heavily bet one-off spots. Public tends to go favorite, tends to go over, go the other way. Primetime unders with a lot of value, they're 7-2 so far this year. They're 59% since 2019. And then lastly, it's that wind factor. Again, 10 mile an hour of winds, that's notable here because when you see it blow 10 miles an hour or more, that's kind of your line of demarcation. That's 59%, 55% over the last 10 years toward the under. And both these teams are 2-0 to the under this season, so they've kind of trended toward these lower scoring games just in general. So if you add it all up, guys, you're seeing movement toward the under. Under's been great so far this season. You're seeing movement toward Dallas. Dogs have been great so far this season. A lot of system matches here on this dog spot, Dallas, and this under. So I'll be walking the tightrope. Typically, I don't love betting both sides of one game because, you know, if you win one, you lose the other. You end up losing a little bit because you have to pay the juice. But with such value on both sides, I'm taking a shot. Give me the Dallas Cowboys plus one in Monday Night Football tonight and give me the under. Again, shop around. Have multiple outs. If you're betting through just one sports book, you're really hurting yourself. Maybe it's convenient. Maybe it's easy. But again, you want to be able to shop for the best line and get that extra hook. If this lands 39, you get under 39, you push. If you have that extra account and you can find that 39.5, which I do see multiple books still at 39.5, boom, with the hook, you'll be able to cash that under. So I'll be sweating tonight for Josh's Sweats. Dallas plus one and the Giants, Dallas under 39.5. That about does it for VSiN Daily Morning Bets on Monday, September 26th. Again, for more information, go to VSiN.com. Check us out. Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. And if you're looking for more information, again, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. But I wish you the best of luck tonight. Enjoy the sweats. Enjoy Monday Night Football. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight. Because as a wise man once said, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.